Let them say whatever they want. A radio drama produced by
Simrat Fikadu,
Kurli Bilek Ibeilwe,
Besa Abuse,
Mengistu Doncho,
David Alfira,
David Imrondoro,
Paulos Chapi,
and Sonar Geria.
Today
let's
we
enjoy.
Have
enjoy.
A whiskey.
Yes.
Very nice.
This
very
is nice.
You are a good man.
You are a good man.
Yes. Good man. My wife, she's a businesswoman. She has a lot of money.
Ah, yeah.
Lord, thank you.
Who paid for us yesterday?
Yes, it was
very nice. Our rich guy.
Really, I'm rich.
We will follow you.
You are a good man. We have eaten. We have checked some things.
Yeah.
You are a good man.
This is really a man in this world.
Okay, guys.
Because we grow.
Let's go now. We can meet at the pub. We can meet at the pub, guys.
What time do we meet in the pub, please?
6 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh.
Let's go.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, brothers.
Hey, what is happening here?
Nothing, Dali. Nothing,
you look
nothing.
Like you are drunk?
I'm not drunk.
You look like you are drunk.
I'm not drunk, Dali.
You drinking all this money? You waste all this money for drinking?
Don't worry, I'm working. I have a lot of money.
You are not giving me any money, and I'm spending here. I'm suffering, selling at the market, doing money, and I'm always paying for house things, and I'm cooking for your strangers. You are just useless.
No, I'm not useless, Dali. I love you so much. I'm just.
You are so useless. I hate you.
Why should you hate me?
Go. You are so useless, man. Give me money for the kids for school.
The money is there in the bank.
Go and give me money. Give me money. I need money right now, not in the bank. I need to pay for the kids.
Right now, I don't have money. I gave you last week. Where is that money?
I spent the money that my daughter was sick. I took her to the hospital, and I paid for everything. I bought food. I used it for the market.
Yes, that is the whole money that I had. Is that the money that I give you?
You are drinking all this money. You drank all this money. You wasted all this money.
No, I didn't waste
and
money.
And I know you're with your strangers. Go away. Go. Get out. I know where you are going, and I know you are going to the pub.
No problem. I don't care. You will see what I'm going to do. I have the family here. No problem. A big family I have here. Who do you think you are? You who don't respect me. I will show you. I'm going to see my cousin Simon right now.
Hello?
Hello.
Come in. Good afternoon to you.
Can I see my cousin Simon?
Who are you? Tell me your name.
I am Jack. I want to see my cousin Simon.
Okay, please can you tell me your full name?
My full name is Jack. Jack.
Okay. Have a seat. Okay, let me call the boss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please come in.
Sir.
Hello.
There's someone from your family want to meet you.
What is his name?
His name is Jack Jack.
I don't want to see him today, but please let him come in.
Okay. So, welcome to the office.
Okay, thank you very much.
Come in.
Oh, my cousin, are you there, Simon?
I'm here. How are you? How are you doing these days?
I am just all right, but not so much, Simon.
Okay, I can see.
Yeah, I left home. My kids are so hungry. Even my wife, she's sick. That little money that you gave me is finished.
Okay, but it was not just little money last time. I gave you a lot of money.
It was not enough, really. On the way, when I arrived home, the money is finished already. That's why I came for a help again.
Now, what did you really do with the money? You know, I cannot help you every time you are coming, because you need to speak up, because I need to attend to a meeting in a few minutes.
But at least before I go, something a little, so that maybe I can survive with my family.
I'm very sorry, but I can't help you today with some money. I can't help.
But your office looks very beautiful. You work in a nice office, cousin.
It is true, but it's not like that. Every money, we are just spending money left and right. We are working according budgets, and I can only be paid during end of month.
So how will I get home while I don't have tax money?
I'm really sorry, but today I can't help you, but I will at least hear some 20 shillings for matatu to go home.
Thank you, cousin Andy. Please think of me next time.
Okay, I will consider, but bye-bye, and go and say hi to your wife and your kids.
Okay, bye, cousin.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Hello, honey.
Hello.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. And you? You look tired today.
Yeah, I'm very tired. I had a very busy day today at
really?
Office. Yeah.
Yeah. Please sit. Have a seat.
Thank you.
Today
Thank
I'm
you.
Prepared special food for you. You would enjoy it.
It smells nice. I can see you prepare nice food today.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Have it. Have it. Try it.
Let me just taste it. It feels the taste very good.
It's delicious.
Very delicious. Thank you, honey.
Okay, enjoy. Honey, you know, I was thinking something. Did I tell you my friend about that friend? She's in our church.
I saw her last Sunday. I saw her in church.
We work together, and also she's in the market with us also.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just thinking just to give her some money. You know, she's very in need. And even she didn't send her children to the school. She are very in need this time. Also, you know, there is a woman day. You know that, honey?
Mm-hmm.
And she needs a new dress for that day too. But, you know, she can't afford to buy that. So what do you think? I was thinking about that just to share with you.
I know Women's Day is very special for you, but we first need to, can you bring the list of our expenditures? Let me look at the budget and see, then maybe we can cut something out of there, and maybe we can support your friend. But it depends on our budget. We need to see what we need for this month, and what is the budget.
Yeah, actually, we have the list here. Maybe we can see together. I wish if we can help her, you know, she's very in need.
Yeah, I understand. I understand, honey. You see, I was about to take this trip with my friend, but I think I can cancel that one.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to, I don't know about your dress, woman, for the Women's Day. Can you maybe, what can we do there?
I think I can buy the cheaper one, and I wish if I share the money with her. Is that okay for you?
Yeah, I think that's wonderful, honey. And then we can take that money and maybe squeeze that, and then we can help her.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you, honey. Yeah. Okay, then what's new about you?
My office day was very busy. It was fun, very busy. We're very busy, but I enjoy it. I'm pretty tired, but I enjoy my day at office. Yeah.
Okay, good.
And honey, by the day, Jack went to visit me today.
Oh, really?
At office.
How's he doing? How's his family?
He sounds quite well, but then he was asking me to help him out because they have another money issues again.
Oh.
And I don't know what, but I refused to help him.
Honey, how can you say that? what people think about it. They know we are better than them. You know that. And the Bible, it says we have to help others, not for us only. How you think that? That's not a good thing.
Well, let them think what they think, because it's my money and I'm a wise man and I need to spend my money like I want, honey. And seriously, we can't allow every time to just give out money without... and the Bible says, the Bible principle says that we must give to someone who is helping himself. It's kind of, we're just wasting our money. Let them talk what they want. I don't care.
Oh, you know, this kind of things makes me upset. You know what our community says about this? God, he gave us money to share with others, not only for us. I don't understand this kind of situation.
But it's our money, honey, and I want us to really, we will help, but this time I think I will not help Jack anymore.
Yeah, and then, okay, as you wish.
Thank you for understanding, honey. It's better to help the lady, your friend Mary, who is in need for money for her kids. So let us help Mary so she can pay for her children's school fees.
Okay, so then I will go this afternoon to give her the money. Is that okay with you?
That's okay, honey. You know how much you need. Just look in my purse there and take some money out, and you can put it in an envelope and just see whether you can find her at the marketplace and give her the money and pass my greetings on to her also.
Okay, good. Thank you, honey. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. And you know, I'm looking for Sylvia's house. Do you know where she lives?
Sylvia. Yeah. I know.
Okay.
I know.
Can you show me, please?
Yeah, you go with this this side.
Uh-huh.
You go straight.
Uh-huh.
And when you reach that tree,
okay.
you go left.
Uh-huh.
And when you reach left, there's a house. There's a green color.
Oh,
it has green color, and there is a big tree in front of that house. Okay. Is that the house?
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have whiskey.
Yes,
very
drink
nice.
Some cold
drinks.
Just enjoy everything. Enjoy everything.
Hey.
Is someone knocking outside?
No, it's not a knock. It's just a wind.
Okay, maybe someone is coming to drink
okay,
with us.
Let me just go and check.
Please check if.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Ah, Jack.
Hi, Mary.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm just enjoying the party. What are you looking for here?
Oh, I'm looking for my friend Sylvia.
Sylvia?
Yeah, she's in the market. She's selling something with me.
Oh, Sylvia, she's my wife.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Maybe you are looking for the other Sylvia.
No, I think I'm in the wrong way.
Oh, you see, that lady, Mary, she's the wife of my cousin, Simon, who's the very stingy. Come.
Oh, okay.
That you have told us.
Yes, the stingy one.
Yeah.
The stingy one. This is the one.
Stingy.
Yeah.
How are you?
Jack.
Would you like to?
I think I can
enjoy our share. Please. Enjoy with us.
Just enjoy.
Hey. Sylvia, is it your wife?
Yeah, Sylvia, she's my wife. She's in the kitchen now.
With what you bend your hair?
No.
Oh, no.
Isn't your husband stingy? Stingy?
No, stop.
Is that?
Okay. You see, we're enjoying.
Can I see Sylvia, please?
Yes, you can just go and see.
Yeah, just show me.
Here is the way. Let's go.
Stingies.
Right. Sylvia.
Hey, Mary.
Hi,
how are you,
friend?
My friend?
How are you?
Yeah,
how are you?
I'm good.
You know, I just came and I saw Jack. Is Jack your husband?
Oh, how did you come here? How did you find the road?
I asked some people and they showed me. And when I came here, I saw Jack. Is Jack your husband?
Yeah, he's my husband.
Oh,
you didn't know that?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Oh. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
You know what? I thought I'm wrong place. But finally, he's your husband. Huh? What a surprise.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, I didn't
Seriously?
Know that. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm just fine, just worried a little bit, but
yeah,
coping,
sorry.
You know.
How is your children?
My children, they are good.
Okay.
But stressing thing, school fees,
oh.
It's just a
stress. Sylvia, today I have a good news for you. I brought this stuff for you.
What?
It's just a little bit money just to cover your children's school.
Thank you, my friend.
And you know what? You have to buy a dress for women days.
Oh.
It's just small
thank you,
for you.
Thank you. You are so kind.
No,
I'm so
okay.
Happy to have you.
Yeah.
You are you are a very good friend.
So just share about the money with husband. Discuss with him to cover or something. I don't know. But discuss with him, with your husband.
Jack? Not Jack.
Really?
I'm sorry, I can't share with him. He will take it and use it. You see, you just came and you found strangers. He's with these strangers. They are just drinking alcohol every time. He's just wasting money. You can see, they are just piling dishes and I'm just cooking, washing dishes, and I'm very tired right now. He's just a useless man. You know, I'm regretting why I just take this kind of a man. Useless man, you know. I'm living stressful life. Seriously.
I think we should pray for him. And you have to invite him to church to come. I think the only thing will bring change for him is he has to come to church. And we have to ask our pastor to pray for him.
Jack coming to church? I don't believe.
No.
He won't agree to come to church. His belief is just to be alcoholic guy.
Yeah, no, we have to try. We have to try, Sylvia. God will help us. Just please try.
If you tell him alcohol, that's when he will agree. If you just talk anything about God, he's just every time angry with me. If I say let's pray, he's always angry. And I'm just wondering what kind of a man is this?
Yeah, he's very drunker. I saw, you know, they were laughing at me with his friends.
Yeah, that's his culture.
Yeah.
It's his culture.
Yeah.
A drunker, always.
They said that the stingy man's wife and blah, blah.
And he don't even know yet that you are coming to help me.
Yeah.
What kind of a man?
You know, I'm sorry, my sister. I will pray for you and I will encourage you to bring him to church. I have to go now.
Yeah, I will try to talk to him, but this guy is a problem.
See you on Sunday.
Yeah.
And please bring your husband and your children.
Yeah, I will invite my children and him also. Thank you for
coming.
I'm very happy.
Ciao.